Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores and our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. What's up, Joe?
I've landed in Tombstone.
Yep, all of a sudden. Well, what's happening with the Commodores over on West End?
Well, the exams wrap up on Saturday, and they've been going on all week, and practice has been interesting. I guess a couple of times this week they actually took the floor without all the players because of exam schedules and study schedules and the like. So, yeah, I have to wonder a little bit what the week is like. It is 10 days between games, and there aren't classes, but with exams and all the studying and the pressure there, what the effect is when they come back to play on Saturday night against TSU. And I know even the women, it's a doubleheader. The women play at 5:30, and then the men play at 8 o'clock. And I think that one of the women's players has an exam that is supposed to end sometime like an hour or so before the game. So it is a factor. And I know when Kevin first came here and people asked him about exams, he said, I've never used exams as an excuse. It's not. Well, after a year or two here at Vanderbilt, he realized that, yeah, exams are a factor here. And so he tries to work around them as much as possible, but you never really know what you're going to get when they get out on the floor after the exam.
Joe, wouldn't it be just much easier? You think that the no-brainer here for Kevin Stallings and a lot of the athletic department should just – why don't they just take internet exams? It'd be much easier. You can get on the floor quicker.
Who knows? That could be the wave of the future. I think they've got some bugs that have to be worked out of it.
Frank Wycheck is hard on education.
Yeah, he'll be here all week.
Bullish on education.
Exactly. But so does the player who has the exam, does she wear a uniform into class to take it?
I don't know. I mean, if you make them running out, completely ready to go, 30 minutes before game time and hit the floor. Really, I think it's supposed to be over something like an hour before game time. So it'll be then you get into the factors of pregame meals and all those kind of things too. So it certainly throws you off of your regular routine. And Frank, you know how important it is for, I think, coaches maybe even more so than players to have a routine when they get ready for a game. So we'll see how they handle it.
Joe, it's interesting how everybody's sort of recalibrating their predictions.
Yep.
When it comes to the SEC, the SEC East, Kentucky stock low, Vanderbilt high, Tennessee somewhere in between.
Yep.
Ought to be very interesting, especially the month of January.
Could be a lot like football season. There could be a lot of teams just beating up on each other. And, of course, you have to understand, and I'm sure most people do, Kentucky's struggling a bit because of their injury situation. They're going to get better, and they'll get better when they get everybody back. I think the elements are the unknowns. Florida really hasn't played a lot of well-known teams to this point, so you don't quite know what they have. Vanderbilt's 10-0, and that's drawn a lot of attention just because of the record. Georgia, we don't know a lot about right now. South Carolina lost last night at home to Baylor, and Baylor's pretty good, but that's unusual for them to lose that kind of game. So I think it is all up in the air right now. And you're right, Mark. It'll probably be really, to be honest, late January before we get a real true reading of what everybody's like in this league.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you guys in the morning.